Dark Matter News, I'm Leo Ashcraft. In 1863, a two-story house built by George and Sylvia Stickney in McHenry County, Illinois, both highly involved in spiritualism, had built a cornerless house to perform their seances. George Stickney believed that spirits needed the freedom to roam around and not get caught in the corners. The rooms were created to have no 90-degree corners, which were thought to attract evil spirits. But one room created happened to contain one 90-degree corner. The room accidentally ended up with a 90-degree measurement. How this could have happened is unknown. Perhaps the architect either forgot or was unable to complete the room with anything but a right angle. Perhaps he thought that the Stickneys would never notice this one flaw. But they did. And here the legend takes an even stranger turn. The stories say that it was in this corner that George Stickney was discovered one day. He was slumped on the floor, dead from an apparent heart attack, although no visible signs suggested a cause of death. Was he right about the square corners? Could an angry ghost summoned by a seance have been trapped in that corner? Got news tips? Send them to us at darkmatternews.com. Alongside Night, the movie to see this summer. This is a prophetic tale written three decades ago. It stars Kevin Sorbo, TV's Hercules and star of the hit movie God's Not Dead. In a collapsing near future, America High School senior Elliot Freeland searches for his missing father and family. But this puts him in between the grips of an out-of-control government and a revolutionary anarchist underground. This movie is packed with action, twists and turns, and an eye-opening message of hope. If you see only one movie this summer, make it Alongside Night.
The three-disc Blu-ray DVD combo pack of Alongside Night is on sale for $16.95, including shipping and handling. You can buy it online right now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern, phone 800-527-2375. Again, buy online now at area51movies.com or after 9:30 a.m. Eastern at 800-527-2375.
In Hawaii County, Hawaii, a dormant volcano that stands some 13,000 feet or more above sea level is currently being fought over by native Hawaiians against a team of scientists. The scientists plan to build a $1.4 billion telescope at that site. The TMT Observatory Corporation originally decided on the site for the new telescope in July of 2009 after much research had taken place between the Hawaii location and the mountain of Cerro Armazones in Chile. They want the site to be the home for the new Mauna Kea telescope because the area is thought to be one of the darkest areas in the world. The telescope will measure 30 meters across and is proposed to be the next generation's advanced ground-based telescope. They expect the telescope to be complete in 2018, and once finished, we'll be able to find and research the earliest galaxies of our universe. And although this project has received millions for project development by foundations and universities, there are many Hawaiian natives that don't want the telescope there. They claim the site is a sacred place. And since April, construction has been interrupted and many arrests have been made. Some claim that building the large telescope on the area is a desecration to the mountain and say they won't rest until the project is fully abandoned.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore.
If you look at the moon on Saturday evening and you think it's larger than usual, you're not crazy. Something is definitely different. Despite its spectacular appearance, the moon is obviously the same size that it's always been. What has changed, however, is its position relative to Earth. Because the moon's orbit around our planet is shaped like an oval, it's closer to Earth at certain times than others. Technically known as perigee, this closest approach is truly spectacular when it falls on a full moon, an event colloquially dubbed supermoon. A larger-than-life supermoon shines up to 30 times brighter and is up to 15% larger than a micromoon. This weekend's supermoon is the first of three coming this autumn, the largest of which will fall on September 28th. The September event will also feature a stunning blood moon. The opposite phenomenon, when the moon is farthest away from the Earth, is known as apogee and produces a noticeably smaller micromoon.
Excuse me, but you see back in old Napoli, that's amore,
amore,
that's amore.
I'm Leo Ashcraft for Dark Matter News.